Ryan?
Yeah.
Ah, there you are. First of all, is it Clady or Clady?
Clady.
Clady, okay. Were you expecting the Broncos pretty much all along?
Yeah. I mean, I knew the Broncos were real interested in me, and you know, what I mean, I thought it was a good fit, and since I wasn't before, so I mean, I knew they were real interested in me, and I had a and really wanted to get me, so I mean, I wasn't surprised when they called.
Hey Ryan, what are your expectations right away?
Right away, I mean, just learn a new system and probably just you know, I mean, I want to play well and I will be a starter and I mean everybody's doing what I mean to be a Pro Bowler and stuff like that and trying to win a couple Super Bowls. So I mean, those are definitely my expectations right away.
The Broncos' history with offensive linemen has to kind of let them sit for mostly a year before playing them. Do you get the sense that maybe you're on more of a fast track?
Hold on. I didn't hear that last one.
Historically, the Broncos have kind of waited to play their offensive linemen, sitting them for about a year. Given the situation right now, do you look like you're maybe more on a fast track to perhaps get playing time as a rookie?
I mean, that's most of the teams. I came in and I visited, and most of them were like, yeah, I mean, first rounds are expected to start and be an impact right away. So that's what I'm expecting to do as well.
Hey, Ryan, congratulations. How much did the Boise State zone blocking system, how much is that going to help you with the Broncos?
I think that helped me a lot, because it's the same type of system. And I mean, I've been in it for 4 years and got to know it well. And so definitely will help me a lot and you know, just a fast track of learning and then just get on the field even faster than sales, different type of system.
Ryan, left tackle has to be one of the toughest positions to play in the NFL. Do you believe that a rookie left tackle has to go through some school of hard knocks?
It is, which is why they started to pay more, just because of just the pressure and how important it is for the team and just for the offense in general, just protecting the quarterback's blind side. So I mean, it's definitely a hard position to play, and I mean, it's a lot of pressure on you. I mean, I'm ready and willing to step up to the challenge.
Ryan, what were your impressions of the Broncos and the coaching staff when you came out here for a visit?
My impression of what? The Broncos?
And the coaching staff.
Oh, I loved it. I mean, it felt like real mellow, like real good guys, and felt real comfortable. I mean, I came in, I think it was last Sunday, I believe, and, you know, I mean, like, I was the only person there, and I mean, it felt real cool, and got to see the facilities, real nice facilities. I mean, I really felt comfortable with those guys.
Ryan, two questions. One, when you were a kid, you hung up football for a while. Did you get disenchanted with the game? Did you not like it for a while?
No, it wasn't that I didn't like it. I mean, when I was a kid, I wasn't really that good at it. So, I mean, it was kind of a little bit of frustration. But, I mean, I got back into it. And I mean, I always loved the game. So, I mean, it was never a lack of passion for the game.
And then you were a defensive lineman in high school, and when you went to Boise State also, and you went to the offensive line, Dan Hawkins, can you talk about that move? What was it like for you when you first, when they told you you'd be a blocker instead of a tackler?
Well, I mean, both of the schools are recruiting me as offensive line, so I mean, I was expecting to play that, and a lot of people were saying that I had a brighter future in offensive line, so I mean, I went with it, and it was a good fit for me, and it worked out for the best.
Hey Ryan, I don't know if you believe in fate or not, but do you think maybe it was meant to be? You played college ball as a Bronco, and now you're a Bronco as a pro.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I was saying that before these last few weeks. I mean, man, it would be nice to still be a Bronco. Yeah.
Ryan, Coach Shanahan was raving about your feet when he came out for his press conference. Can you talk about developing that? Were you always pretty nimble, fleet-footed, or was that something that just took a lot of coaching and work?
I'm not sure. I played a lot of basketball when I was younger, like growing up, just around the neighborhood. I mean, that could possibly help me out. And in high school, during the summers, we did a lot of footwork drills and stuff like that. That was real important for us. You know, just trying to have good feet. Because, I mean, it's real important in playing football or playing any other sport. So, when I was there for the visit, Shanahan asked me that, and I was like, I don't really know. You know what I mean? I guess it's just natural for me or something.
Ryan, does the success that Joe Thomas had with the Browns last year as a rookie give you confidence that you could make a big impact as a rookie?
Yeah, definitely. Just having that work ethic and that mindset coming in, you could definitely make an impact, especially at left tackle. Just the Browns turn around tremendously with him at left tackle and Sam Alford
doing
the same with the
Browns. What your Wonderlic score got out there? What happened there? Did you not study, or was it a false report, or what can you say about that?
I don't know. I was a little. It was because my group took the Wonderlic after the bench press, and I tore my pectoral muscle during the bench press. So I was real frustrated about that, and I was thinking about, man, am I going to be able to work out tomorrow? A lot of stuff was running through my head. So, I'm a little disappointed in the score, but, I think I know I can learn the system, and definitely if I take it over, I can do tremendously better.
Ryan, you talk about that pectoral injury. Is that healed, or are you good to go right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm great right now. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just 100% now, so. Good.
Ryan, there was, looking at different mocks and experts, so-called experts, obviously Long was the guy that everybody thought would be the first tackle off the board. Did you think you'd be the next guy, or were you kind of unsure?
I thought I was going to be the next guy. I thought I should be the next guy. But then I was seeing that, a lot of teams were liking Brandon Albert and stuff like that. So, you never really know, so... I was just sitting back and just watching, seeing what happens.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Congratulations.
Thank you.